Get up with AB and Ben.
The stats for baby names in the UK, and they sort of do it for the whole world. And there are a number of names that have just always been on trend.
Yeah. There's a it's one that's very common.
Yes.
Eskimo Joe even wrote a song about it.
They did. There are no songs about Annabelle other than Shake That Thing.
There's a movie.
Annabella. But it's a different. Well, yeah, it's not really an endearing movie as such. But Sarah has been one of the names that's been on that list since 1904.
1904?
Yeah. Always stayed in fashion. Other names that have always stayed on the list too, Elizabeth. Standard stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oliver and Olivia, those ones always sort of teetering towards the top, particularly more in recent times. For the first time, though, since 1904, Sarah is no longer in the top 100 most popular names.
That's a pretty basic name, let's be honest.
Which means now if you name your child Sarah, you're like kind of, you know, niche.
And jeez, who's the artsy?
Yeah.
Who's the artsy family?
Forget Finn and Hunter and stuff like that. It's,
what about
it's
Jacob
about
with
Sarah's
three
now?
Y's, an H and a K?
No.
What about Taylor with all of the H's? No one else can have any.
No, but definitely don't name your child Olivia. 5,204 baby girls were given the name Olivia. That's up from the 5,017 the year before. 6,529 boys named Oliver.
Yep.
So that is a lot. Sarah has definitely fallen. Leo entered the boys' top 10 for the first time.
Ethan?
Hunter also.
Ethan?
Haven't got anything about Hunter, but Ralph. Jasper's fallen out of the top 100.
Ralph?
As well.
Ralph?
Yeah, like Wreck-It Ralph, I think.
The guy from The Simpsons. The walking punchline. Ralph Wiggum.
Yeah, bit of inspo there.
I bent my walkie Ralph Wiggum.
Yeah, okay. But I'm sorry about that, Sarah. You're not so common anymore. Don't stress, though. I'm sure LaDasha or LaSqueisha will only have a short time being in the top as well.
Get up with AB and Ben.